This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Everybody's got a to-do list. I get one from my wife, drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk, figure out something to get out of the house so I can relax. Here's an idea. Let's add save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. The good thing, you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Do you like extra money in your pocket? Do you like not having to drive somewhere to pick something up? This is the way to do it. It just may be the most rewarding thing on your to-do list today. That's geico.com.
Napa Know How.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat-worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave.
So if you had a third child, you'd do it again.
Like it.
This is Dan Patrick.
Final hour on this Thursday, Dan and the Dennis, Dan Patrick Show. Once again, thank you for your loyalty, your patronage, or patronage, something like that. I was on a roll. Sending in all your calendars for us to sign, self-addressed stamped envelopes, and we got the latest shipment, and thank you once again. We are making Mario work for a change, so he's got to get all of those out, and we'll try to do our best here today and tomorrow. We're huffing and puffing. We are actually playing a little two-on-two. It was Paulie and myself against McLovin and Seton. That's just a little sample of what you guys can expect in the AUAA. There's more where that came from.
That's the new motto?
More where that came from? Something like that. Yeah, Todd walked out there, so five of us are on the floor, and then we quickly said, let's play two on two. Todd kind of sauntered off the floor there. Sorry about that, Todd.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to play with you.
Kind of got that left out Charlie Brown feeling.
Yeah, but we took it to McLovin and Seton. We crushed them 3-2.
I'm glad it was a 90-second game because I stink.
I was winded. I'm glad that it ended like it did. All right, final hour coming up. Sal Palantonio will join us on loan from the Mothership. He'll preview Cowboys and the Eagles. Am I overselling this with Carson Wentz? This is his Super Bowl? This is the biggest game of his pro career?
Maybe a little to get there 7-7. Like, the whole division.
But this is his biggest game.
It is, yeah, definitely. Because of injury. He just hasn't been around the last two seasons at this point.
The Jags fire Tom Coughlin. He was the vice president there. He wasn't the GM. You know, because people think, oh, he's the GM, and if you fire the GM, is the next GM going to bring in his own coach? I guess coach and GM are safe for the time being in Jacksonville. Odell Beckham Jr. III says, why would he want to leave Cleveland? It's special there. In fact, Odell says that we, the media, took his words out of context. We misconstrued them. Here is Odell Beckham.
I feel like it was starting to get out of hand, you know, and like when I come up here and I answer and say, I don't know my future, we take it and it's like, oh, well, he didn't say, what did he not say? When it's like, no, stop trying to listen too deeply onto what's being said and like just take the message for what it was. Like, I don't know the future. God forbid. Like, I don't know if we're going to be alive next year. The world, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't predict the future.
Okay. That didn't clear up anything. He's still under contract with the Cleveland Browns, correct, McLovin?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Did you ask to get out of Cleveland is what I would want to know. He's right. We don't know if we'll be alive tomorrow, later today.
That feels a little dark, but okay.
Yeah. But he's under contract for 3 more years here. Football-wise, your football life, are you going to be here? Do you want to be here? How do these stories get out that you and Jarvis want to play for somebody else? Let's just clear it up. If we've misconstrued his words, okay, let me ask you, in my words, and you can answer in your words. And then we got time on our side. As much time as you need to tell me what exactly is going on here, fine. Don't take anything out of context. Let me just find out. Do you want to, you know, tell me why you want to be here. Tell me why somebody is, you know, there's reports here. Michael Silver of the NFL Network said that you and Jarvis, or at least Jarvis, was saying something under his breath to the Cardinals to, hey, come get me and get me out of here. Yeah, McLovin.
This fits my Eli Manning theory. That Eli makes receivers way better, and they all stink the second they leave New York. Mario Manningham, Hakeem Nicks, Victor Cruz, Steve Smith.
Wait, but isn't that the Tom Brady theory, too?
Brady's even worse. I mean, but Eli is underestimated.
Wait, he's even better.
Receivers who leave Tom Brady are awful.
Yeah.
Receivers who leave Ben have never been good until Emmanuel Sanders.
Okay.
But that all makes sense. I mean, Eli throws a catchable ball. The problem is the defensive backs also tend to catch it.
Yeah.
You know, he gets a lot of air under the ball.
No, I know. Said it to his face.
Yeah, it's. But Odell, you know, I don't know. Is he going to be? Is he that great?
Well, he's playing with an injury. So
yeah,
I'd give him the benefit of the doubt with the sports hernia that he's playing with that. But could they have had surgery earlier? Like, I don't know when this happened. But all of a sudden, you're going, he's not the same Odell Beckham here. He's not as explosive. I don't know how long he's had that injury for. Yeah, McLean.
I read injury reports. Everybody in the league is hurt right now. Mahomes is hurt. Dak Prescott is hurt. Mahomes' hand is really badly injured.
Well, Dak's shoulder, throwing shoulder, that's an issue.
It seems like Brady's been playing with a serious injury
as
well.
Elbow injury.
You were talking about 17 weeks of quarterbacks. I mean, you're down to second, third string.
I know. If they want to add another game, I mean, I don't know. You can't – every team is playing, you know, at least two quarterbacks during the season. Are you going to be able to expand the rosters? I'd be curious. You know, can I add 2 or 3 more players to the roster? I'd be curious about that. All right, tonight, Rockets, Clippers, Lakers at the Bucks, and this is one of the better matchups in recent memory where you've had two teams playing at this high of a level, winning percentage-wise. Both teams 24-4, I believe. And that winning percentage, 857, is, I think, sixth or seventh on the all-time list since the merger, ABA-NBA merger, of teams playing at least 25 games meeting against one another. Still don't know about Anthony Davis and his availability tonight against the Greek Freak. We were talking about Kevin Garnett, and I think Kevin Garnett's got some revisionist history here, but Kevin Garnett was on Bill Simmons' podcast with Adam Sandler, and they were there to promote the movie Uncut Gems, and Garnett plays a large role in that movie, a tall role in that movie. And he started in on how the Celtics broke LeBron James. I'll bring it back just so I can put it in context, and I can give you one of my favorite KG stories and also remind KG of a couple things. Here we go.
2-2 at Miami Game 5, Celts win in Miami, and they're talking all kinds of to LeBron. You're trying to get in his head. You feel you can break LeBron at this point.
We broke LeBron.
In Game 5.
So get your ass out of here with that, all right? You understand how you got to Cleveland, how you got to Miami, Bill? You remember
that's
that?
True. You broke
okay,
him in 2010.
Okay, so remember that, all right?
Fair enough.
Stop bringing that up, all right?
Fair enough.
So they was talking to him, okay? The media. And the league knew that they had an agenda in which we wasn't part of the agenda. And that's how they ended up winning that series. Yeah, I said it.
Do you think you pushed LeBron too far in Game 5? Because Game 6, he's unbelievable. You think you get in the eye of the tiger?
Pushed him too far?
Nothing?
Man, listen, let me say something to you. The C's, we didn't give a about LeBron. We didn't feel LeBron, and we didn't think that he can beat all five of us.
See, that's the money quote right there.
He was trying to consolidate
that's the money. You can bring it down. You can bring it down. That's the money quote there. You know, that he couldn't beat all five of us. Yeah, you're right. It's LeBron against the five of you, and out of that five, although Kevin Garnett, in that interview, does not mention the name Ray Allen. He mentions, I think, Tony Allen. He mentions everybody but Ray Allen. Man, they got to let that go. So you have Ray Allen Hall of Famer, KG Hall of Famer, Paul Pierce Hall of Famer, Rondo maybe a borderline Hall of Famer. And so LeBron couldn't beat you guys in Cleveland? You're right. And maybe you did make him go to Miami because he couldn't get anybody to go to Cleveland. So he consolidated. Now, KG didn't ask out of Minnesota. But when KG was in Minnesota, he had a roster that looked like LeBron's. And you know what LeBron was doing? He at least got to the NBA Finals. KG, I don't even know, did he get out of the first round? Maybe one time? So to say you broke LeBron, I think you'd have to look back and say, what's LeBron accomplished since you so-called broke him? Because I don't think you're being fair to history there. But that was a great Celtics team. You would have thought that they won like five in a row, as much trash-talking as they do. But LeBron James, I think, has recovered since being broken by the Celtics. Yeah, we broke him. He had to go to Miami. Okay.
Yeah, all five of us.
Yeah. He doesn't even hear himself and how stupid that sounds. Yeah, he couldn't beat us five. You're right. He couldn't. Because if I switched,
almost did.
Yeah, if I switched places, KG, and you were on the Cavs and LeBron was on the Celtics. Yeah, see how silly that sounds? We broke LeBron. Man, that Celtic team talks so much junk. How many titles did they win? One, five, seven, ten? Oh, one, that's right. They won one. My favorite Kevin Garnett story is, and I know this, I have this on good authority, All-Star Game, KG and Tim Duncan riding the elevator together, and KG starts yelling at Tim Duncan. They're on the elevator. No one's around. Yelling at him in his face, talking trash. Tim Duncan doesn't say a word. Not a word. He gets off his floor, and the door closes. KG goes to his. And the fact that KG, I mean, KG loves to talk trash. But here he is, and Tim Duncan is so stoic. You're not going to get under his skin. And he's there in an elevator, those two, and he's yelling at Tim Duncan.
It doesn't seem like Duncan's the last guy who'd argue back or yell back.
Yeah. I mean, Duncan probably should have just been, like, pointed to his championship rings or something like that, scoreboard there. By the way, don't miss any of the action. LeBron James and the Lakers battle the Greek Freak and the Bucks tonight at 8 Eastern. And then after that, it's Russell Westbrook Jr. III, James Harden versus the Clippers. That'll be at 10:30. So you got a great doubleheader tonight starting at 7 on TNT. the Jags mess has gotten messier. I'm trying to think, is there a messier team right now than Jacksonville? Because I don't know if anybody wants to play for Jacksonville. They don't really have a starting quarterback. You're going to fire your vice president. You have all these players, current and former players, who filed grievances and won their grievances against the Jags. You know, the stability or lack thereof with that franchise as you move forward there. You're going to keep your coach, keep your GM, fire both? Yeah, Paul.
I'm sticking with the Chargers because the Chargers could be 9-7 and still nobody's going to care. It's Rams kind of got a hold of that town. The Chargers feel like they're visitors that are leaving soon. They're building the stadium for the Rams, and the Chargers will also play there. The Chargers feel like a ship that's untethered. You know, nobody really cares about them nationally. Nobody cares about them locally.
Yeah, but how beloved are the Jaguars?
They do have their own town, though. I know they're not. But
it feels like they're just waiting that day where they wake up and, you know, you go, wait, where did the Jags go?
But that's how sad that is. We're comparing the Chargers to the Jaguars. It's a similar conversation.
Yeah, but you're still in Los Angeles. You improve the value of your team by a couple of $100 million by moving to Los Angeles.
You went from a community that generally cared about you, San Diego. You were a cool franchise. People love the colors. Now you're like this barnacle on the Rams.
Yeah. Do the Browns feel messier? And that's just because of the expectations. Because this is a typical Browns season. It's just the expectation level was so high going into this year. And I mentioned this first hour. The money that was bet on the Browns and Bears, those were the teams that got the most action this year of going to the Super Bowl and their quarterbacks winning the MVP. The Browns and the Bears did. Yeah, see.
But when you look at the Browns and you're trying to figure out what's going wrong there, it's really hard for me to look at the players and be like, yeah, their fault.
Yeah. Well, it does start, you know, the coaching situation is not great. I don't know what role the owner plays here. They got a really good GM in John Dorsey. At least the track record is great. And they do have talent. You still look at that team and you go, they have as much talent offensively, and you could say maybe overall talent, as three-fourths of the teams in the NFL right now. But I don't know if there'll be a change. I assume there will be a change with Freddie Kitchens in the offseason. I don't know if there'll be one with Jacksonville. All right, update the poll results, McLevin.
Okay, if you could go to one, the Super Bowl or SNL with Eddie Murphy this weekend, which you do 73% Super Bowl.
Oh, really? Okay. Even though you don't know the matchup there.
Yeah, I guess Lamar Jackson, maybe if he's in it.
I mean,
exciting.
I would do SNL. Well, I've been to so many Super Bowls, but I don't have great expectations for Eddie Murphy this weekend on. Like, it's not must-see TV for me. I didn't even know he was hosting. But I'm curious if he has any of his old skits. That's the only reason why I would tune in. If he's just Eddie Murphy, now if he's Eddie Murphy in one of his stand-up, he can't even be that Eddie Murphy on Saturday Night Live. But if he does some skits, then all right. I'll be entertained. Yeah, Paul.
Eddie went on the Today Show with Al Roker today, and he didn't give it up, but he said he will do something from old school, like some old school skit, but he would not give it up.
Okay. I'm fine with that. Just saw these numbers. If you include the postseason, LeBron's averages versus the Celtics while Kevin Garnett was there. In 49 games, he went 25-24, 13-12 in the postseason, and he averaged 29.5, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists per game. If you look back on that Cavs roster, that first one that went to the NBA Finals against the Spurs, oh, my God. Who was my shooter on that team?
Larry Hughes?
No, Larry Hughes.
Just a guess. Eric Snow?
Eric Snow was
a nice ball handler.
He was the point guard.
The Big Z?
Big Drunas Zilgaskis. Was it
Mo Williams?
No, Petrovich or
Bobby Sura?
No,
throwing out names.
No, they had a guy who was I don't know what it. I think his number is 25, but he was like a 6'5" wing, and it was not a good roster at all. What year was that? Is that That was LeBron's first appearance in the NBA Finals. But go back and give me that roster there. But Big Z was there. And I think Snow was the point guard, Eric Snow. I don't know. Was Larry Hughes still on that team? But they had a wing guy. You got him, McLovin?
You're thinking of like Sasha Pavlovich.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Sasha Pavlovich.
How could you forget, Dan?
I know.
Did we say Anderson Varejo? He was all over
Anderson
the place.
Anderson Varejo.
Yeah, he was wild scene. Energy off. Well, actually, he started, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. That team went to the NBA Finals.
That whole, remember that the East would put, I mean, Dwight Howard's Orlando, there were some bad teams that came out of there.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, Orlando wasn't a bad team.
Oh, that team with Dwight Howard that made, or young Dwight Howard?
Didn't they have Nick Anderson on that team?
That's a Shaq team.
Oh, it was Shaq.
Yeah.
Oh, they lost to the Rockets in the right. playoffs?
Yeah, they lost, but Nick Anderson
missed the free throws?
Missed the free throws.
Yeah.
Dwight Howard made it early on with the guy from Hito, Turkoglu.
Oh. Oh, good play. Yeah. You don't want to mess with Hito Turkoglu.
Yeah, remember the Spurs would just roll over the East for a long
remember,
time.
Remember Booby Gibson for the Cavs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, you're right. You know, those players, they couldn't stand up against KG, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen. Yeah, McLovin.
To be fair, I have to stick up for KG. He was going on and on about how you need eight guys to win a title and you can't win one. And he was talking about Eddie House for about 25 minutes about being the key to the Celtics. But
yeah, I think LeBron would have taken four.
Yeah.
LeBron, KG wants eight. LeBron would have taken four.
Well, actually,
four.
No. Bill Simmons said eight, and KG said you have to have nine or you can't win the title.
Okay.
Which is weird because I'm like.
LeBron didn't have a starting five.
Right.
And KG makes it, you know, Eddie House out to be, you know, Jerry West here.
You know, I didn't understand all that until you mentioned Ray Allen.
Oh, yeah, but KG doesn't like Ray Allen.
Yeah, he was talking about Eddie House as he's the greatest shooter of all time.
Yeah. Drew Gooden might have been the second best. So if I said Drew Gooden or Paul Pierce, who do you have? I mean, that's really what this comes down to. That's so silly. Yeah, we broke LeBron. That's why he went to Miami. No, the reason why he went to Miami is nobody's going to Cleveland. He tried to get Chris Bosh to go to Cleveland. Bosh didn't want to go to Cleveland. So LeBron goes, okay, I'm the king. I want to be the greatest player of all time. I got to win championships. Nobody's coming here to play. I'm going to go and play with some other players. I mean, that's what happened. He got a couple of titles and then went back home, got a title, and then said, okay, now I'm free to do whatever I want and nobody can criticize me. Although they did criticize him. Yes, McClellan.
They also had a long discussion about how good Rajon Rondo really was. It's a hard question.
He was a special player. He could dominate without scoring.
But different, right?
Yeah, different. And you know, supposed to be extremely high basketball IQ, not always a great teammate, but he was at times a great player, a Hall of Fame caliber player.
Was. We're talking about him in past tense. He's still around.
Well, I don't think he's a Hall of Fame caliber player.
No.
But, I mean, he's playing better than I thought he was going to with the Lakers. All right, we'll take a break. Sal Palantonio will get us ready for the Cowboys and the Eagles. We'll do that next here on the Dan Patrick Show.
We all have something about ourselves we want to work on, whether playing too many video games or hating our jobs. Of course, doing the work to actually make changes happen is easier said than done. Talkspace Online Therapy is here to help. Talkspace is the most convenient and affordable way to get dedicated support and accountability as you work towards your goals. You no longer have to go to an office and schedule appointments to work with a licensed therapist. Talkspace matches you with one of their 5,000 providers based on your needs and preferences, all from the privacy of your device. That's right. No awkward waiting rooms or scheduling hassles required. Talkspace Online Therapy makes getting that accountability and support more convenient and affordable than ever. After you match with one of their 5,000 licensed therapists, you can reach out to your therapist the very same day from anywhere at any time, either on the Talkspace mobile app or from your computer. The bottom line is that we could all benefit from therapy. Talkspace wants to give more of us a chance to achieve our goals and feel our best at a price we can afford. As a listener of this podcast, you can get $100 off your first month of Talkspace to match with your perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy. Go to Talkspace.com or download the app. Make sure to use code DAN to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's code DAN and Talkspace.com.
Napa know-how.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat-worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Get to your phone calls here. Sal Palantonio will join us coming up. Holiday Baking Championship. The search to find the greatest holiday baker begins. Eight amateur bakers enter the kitchen where they show off their family traditions and superb baking skills, and they need to survive from week to week. You can tune in Monday nights. An all-new episode only on Food Network. Your host is Jesse Palmer. Fritzy's been working on his Saturday Night Live voice, and this is... probably as long as I've known you, Don Pardo used to be the announcer for Saturday Night Live. Legendary voice there.
Yeah, I would just kind of do that on the for no reason. Even if you didn't ask me, I would just be kind of amusing myself.
Give the audience just a little sample of what you're capable of doing.
With your host, Eddie Murphy, musical guest, Lizzo. Ladies and gentlemen, Eddie Murphy.
It's pretty good. It is. It's pretty good. But Todd will do that where you're just walking by and Todd will be by himself.
Chris Kattan. Kyle Mooney. Cecily Strong.
You're not kidding. It'll just happen. 7:45 in the morning, you'll hear it through in a hallway.
Yeah, I go, who are you talking to?
A.D. Bryan. Beck Bennett. A short film by Robert Smigel.
A couple of phone calls. Billy in Cincinnati. Hi, Billy. What do you have for me today?
Hey, Dan, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
First time, long time, 6'2", 230. Mm-hmm. I have two questions for you.
Yeah.
I have a long-standing debate with some friends as to the better all-time player between Kevin Garnett and Dirk Nowitzki. I personally think it's Dirk, but a lot of people think it's Garnett, so I want to hear your opinion on that. And then, being that you're from Ohio, how would you rank Skyline Chili on a scale of 1 to 10?
It really depends on – he sounded a little like Napoleon Dynamite, just a little bit there. Scale of 1 to 10, Skyline Chili.
Skyline Chili.
It depends, and thanks for the phone call, Billy. It depends on what time of day or night you're having it, because I don't think I ever had White Castle hamburgers before 11 o'clock at night or not into my cups. So that always affected how great it was. But Skyline and Gold Star, to me, I'd have them both. It really depended on the convenience. Yes, Seton.
So Skyline really throws a wrench into the is chili a soup debate. Because Skyline's kind of, it's a little watery, isn't it?
Yeah. It can be.
Yeah.
It's
kind of more soupy than your average chili.
Yeah, chili on spaghetti. And then you could add to it. Yes, Paul.
I remember the first time I was in at a Skyline chili and I saw the chili on spaghetti. I was quite taken aback.
Yeah.
Now, it's a great product. I've eaten their chili cheese dogs, but the chili on pasta was like, whoa.
And the to answer your other question, depends on what I need as far as KG or Dirk Nowitzki, because Dirk was not the all-around player that KG was. But they both won one title. It's just when you don't accidentally get to 32,000 points. And Dirk gave you longevity, consistency, and... it depended on if I needed a player who was going to – I needed at both ends of the floor or I needed just one of the great scorers of all time. KG is a better all-around player, but Dirk Nowitzki won a title thanks to being his greatness there. KG won one with other great players around him. Dirk had a good team around him, not a great team. Sal Palantonio, part of a great team with NFL Countdown. He also does NFL Matchup. Got a great stocking stuffer for you. The Philly special that Sal wrote, the inside story of how the Philadelphia Eagles won their first Super Bowl championship. and NFL Countdown. All 3 hours from Philly coming up this weekend. Sal, welcome to the program. How's morale in Philadelphia?
Super high. People are really excited about this game. They come off back-to-back walk-off wins, and that will get the juices flowing. It's Dallas week. The hate will ooze out of the woodwork about 1 a.m. Sunday morning and continue to flow all the way into the afternoon.
What's this game going to come down to, in your opinion?
Three things, Dan. Turnovers, stop Ezekiel Elliott. Eagles got to hold on to the football. You go back to October, Dan. The Eagles turned the ball over three times. That would be number 11, Carson Wentz. If your quarterback turns the ball over three times on the road, you're burnt toast. You're done. That's a huge problem that he's had and continues to have. I talked a little bit about it yesterday. He's got seven lost fumbles.
Yeah.
That leads all quarterbacks who have started 15 games this year. So he knows it's a big problem. The team knows it. I don't think they're tough enough on him, Dan, about it. I really don't. I follow this team very closely. You know that. I think they got to get harder with him. Something's got to give because he's just not learning to protect the ball and himself in the pocket. He holds on to it too long.
Yeah.
He's got one hand on it instead of two. He needs to evacuate the pocket. He doesn't do it. His QBR outside the pocket is third best in the NFL. There's no reason for him not to get out of the pocket. You've seen him throw it on the run. He's very accurate, super strong arm. The fumbles have to stop. Fumbles the ball against the Cowboys on Sunday. A, he's going to hear a cascade of boos. B, the Eagles are going to lose the game.
But do you think there's some trepidation, consciously or subconsciously, about getting outside the pocket with what happened in that Rams game when he got injured?
Well, in that Rams game, he ran for it.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is he's got to roll out. I've been talking about this all year long on the matchup show. Look at what Stefanski and Kubiak have been doing with Kirk Cousins in Minnesota. Kirk is not a runner, but they do a great job of rolling him out. Quote, unquote, here comes some football jargon. You ready for it, Dan?
Yep.
Moving the platform, Dan.
Ooh.
That's what you got to do. Move the platform.
Not move the pocket. You're moving the platform now.
Platform, the launch point. Correct.
Who comes up with these? It feels like every year there's a football term that we throw out there. Like setting the edge, the A-gap.
High pointing the football is the one that drives me nuts.
Do you want to explain the high point of the football?
It means you go up and get it.
Exactly. I like how he's great in space. Oily hips.
Everybody, hey, Dan.
Yeah.
Me and you, we're great in space.
I'm good in space. I've never been great in space. And the vertical passing game. Most passing games need to be vertical, I believe. But we just keep adding words. We're like the NFL when it comes to rules. They just keep adding verbiage to it as if it's going to make it any better. Oh, by the way, what did you think when Jerry Jones' son came out and said, we're probably going to get rid of review of pass interference calls in the offseason? What did you make of that?
Well, you know, I was in Scottsdale when they had the coup d'etat. Remember, the competition committee came out at first and said, no go, we're not going to do this. And then Sean Payton and John Harbaugh said, uno momento, we really want this. We saw what happened in the NFC Championship game. We want it. They went to Goodell, and Roger Goodell implored the competition committee to take another look at it, and Al Riveron and company, and they did. And they held their nose through the process, and you see the result. Mm-hmm. What's the result? Pass interference that New York does not want to overturn. Now, whether that's pejorative or not, there's a term for you.
Whoa.
Whether that's punitive or not.
Whoa.
Yeah, whether that's just them saying, hey, you know what? We're gonna call it and the coaches are going to have to like it, or some kind of arbitrary decision-making that's pretty hardcore conservative. I don't know the answer to that. You're just going to have to give Al Riveron some truth serum and try to find out. But nothing's being overturned. And the result is that the coaches didn't win because they're not getting their way.
Do you think Jason Garrett's coaching for his job this weekend?
Dan, I'm going to punt on that one. I'm just not close enough to the situation to make a really strong point about it. I think there's a lot of pressure, not on on Jason Garrett, to do the following. To get his young offensive coordinator to call running plays. If they run the ball effectively with Ezekiel Elliott, they will win the game. I mean, Ezekiel Elliott owns the Eagles, right? You know the numbers. I'll give them to you anyway. He's averaging 114.8 yards per game against the Eagles. That's the best of any running back against the Eagles all time. Better than Dorsett, better than Emmett. Both of those guys are in the Hall of Fame, by the way.
Yeah.
So Elliott owns the Eagles. So he ought to touch the ball in the passing game and the running game 30 to 35 times in the football game.
If he gets 115 yards rushing, Dallas wins?
Yes. Short answer, yes. I do believe so. The Eagles have got to do something about Elliott in this game. And right now, even though they're ranked third against the rush, that's a misleading stat. Go back and look at the last couple of games on film. You know, they have problems without Camus Grugier-Hill not playing in the game. He's their best sideline-to-sideline tackler. You look at Nigel Bradham. He always over-pursues on outside zone read runs, which is a Cowboys staple. I'm giving you real XO stuff here, Dan. I'm sorry. I apologize. But, you know, if you want to get into the nuts and bolts and the schematics of it, why have the Cowboys had success? They double-team Cox, and they get to the quote-unquote second level, and you look around, and Bradham's not there. He's out of position. And Hill is injured now. And that's why the Cowboys have had success. It's going to be up to the Eagles to figure out a way to really crowd the box. Now, let's give the obvious point, which is this. If Dak Prescott is hurt, limited in any way, or gets hurt in the game, it'll be a challenge for the Cowboys to run.
Sal, it's great to talk to you as always. Have fun this weekend. Give our best to Ed Werder. And Sunday NFL Countdown originates all 3 hours from Philadelphia this weekend. And also, pick up the book in paperback now, Philly Special, the inside story of how the Eagles won their first Super Bowl championship. Thank you, Sal.
Happy holidays,
you man. Too, buddy. That's Sal Palantonio there. We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. And I'll try to sneak in a couple of Meat Friday songs as well right after this.
This summer, there's only one trusted place that lets you get in on all your favorite sports betting action. BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag and use promo code PODCAST1 for your 50% off welcome bonus. Or text BETNOW to 238-669. That's BETNOW to 238-669 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines this summer. From Major League Baseball to the Women's World Cup and all things UFC. BetOnline.ag has you covered. Visit BetOnline.ag and don't forget to use the promo code PODCAST1. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at PODCAST1.com. Clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now, back to the show.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount, so you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts, like batteries, brake pads, and more, meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Oh, you probably didn't know it, but it's Paella Thursday here on the Dan Patrick Show. You have heard of it. I've been out there cooking all morning long and got a fire burning out there. But it's just what I do. I give back to the Danettes. It's my way of saying thank you for what they do every single day. I try to make them lunch every day as best I can. So Paella Thursday. By the way, I'm importing Chadwick Boseman from Traeger is coming in tomorrow. We're going to have our Meat Friday with the great griller, Chad Ward. Yes, Paul.
He's like the polar opposite of, who's the guy at the Weather Channel?
Jim Cantore?
Yeah, when Cantore gets to town, you run for your life. When Chad gets to town, it's going to be fantastic.
Oh, yeah. You run to Chad.
Yeah.
You run away from Jim Cantore. All right, last call for phone calls there. And McLovin, do you have something for me?
Final yeah, poll results. Yeah. 73% would rather go to the Super Bowl than SNL with Eddie Murphy.
All right, let me see. I got a couple of Meat Friday holiday songs. Ryan in Honolulu. Let's see what he's got.
It's beginning to look a lot more crispy on the Traeger grill. Some chicken wrapped in bacon. It's listening once again. Friday on DP Show. It's beginning to look a lot more crispy. Pork belly burnt ends. And Alan the IT guy. He loves to roast and fry in the Milford Man Cave.
All right, that's Ryan in Honolulu. How about Josh in Iowa?
Just do diet, won't let him eat brisket. But it's still so good that he might just risk it. A glass of water and juice will fix it. And his doctor will never know. It's a meat body song. A meat body song. A meat body song. The Traeger's list.
Josh in Iowa. A little brisk in there, Todd, for you.
I love that.
Sean in California. Let's see what Sean has for us.
Oh, holy meat. The tri-tip center is bleeding. It is the time for you all to stuff your face. Throw on some ribs and let's have a pork.
Okay, that's Sean in California. Let's suck it back row.
The fade out on suck it back row.
Suck it back row. Actually, we had somebody who sent in suckers, and so it's like suck it front row, suck it back row, but they're suckers. DP show suckers. Dan in Wisconsin. Let's see what Dan in Wisconsin has.
It's time to cook some chicken up on my Traeger grill. Preparing for a Packer game, I'll add my Northwood skill. Some venison and turkey will barbecue all day. Oh, down with the Vikings, Lions and Bears, Lions and Bears. Oh, down with the Vikings, Lions and Bears.
That's good. That's good. I like that one, Dan.
That's funny.
That's good. Sounded like John Goodman there. All right, this day in sports history, Paulie, what do you have?
Dan, it turns out it's this day in movie history, and there's some sports movies in here, but this might be one of the greatest release dates in movie history. 1979, Kramer versus Kramer was released. Mm-hmm. Dustin Hoffman, Meryl Streep did very well. Yeah. Best picture. Also in 1980, I'm sorry, 1 year later, Raging Bull by Martin Scorsese, Robert De Niro, Jake LaMotta, Kathy Moriarty as his wife. 1986, Platoon by Oliver Stone is released with Charlie Sheen. Mm-hmm. Best picture of 87. And then this movie, which I have a question on. Any Given Sunday, also by Oliver Stone, starring Al Pacino, Willie Beeman, Jamie Foxx, released in 1999. Who likes it? Who doesn't like it? Any Given Sunday. That's your only two choices.
I say no.
Can you like it but think it's not good?
Can you watch it and not think it's good?
Yes. I can. If it came on, if it was like sort of our afternoon movie here, I would still watch it.
12 inches a foot, 3 feet, a yard. If you give me 100 yards, we get in the end zone. Who's with me?
Paulie, you had to know that you were setting Todd up.
Oh, yeah, it's like my gift. He gave me a shirt yesterday.
I know.
My gift
look, but don't touch. Touch, but don't
okay.
taste.
All right.
Taste,
okay.
but don't swallow.
Okay. What else you have, Paulie?
Believe me, that's it.
Oh, that's it?
Movie history.
Oh. Well, I would think that, you know, this time of the year, you'd have all these blockbusters that come out Christmas time.
Those are maybe not on this exact day, though. Yes. It might be. It's a little narrow.
We'll check back tomorrow.
Okay.
Might be more tomorrow.
See, I don't understand. Can you say a movie's no good, but you watch it often? Like Any Given Sunday, when it's on, I usually watch it, well, but I don't think it's a good movie.
What's a bad, good movie?
A good bad movie or a bad good?
A good
entertaining bad movie.
A movie that you'll watch, even though it's not a good movie.
So then is, what's the one that just came out that I don't like, but everybody else in the world
Star thinks Wars?
Is the greatest movie of all time? That would be a
bad. The Irishman?
The Irishman, is that a bad, good movie? I just think it's a bad movie, but
it's not for me. But the Star Wars, is it Star Wars that's getting crushed?
Crushed.
McLovin, are you still going to go see that?
No way.
Why?
I didn't like the last one.
Is this J.J. Abrams? Is he the one?
Yeah, he came back and directed this one. I don't know if he's directed all three.
It got a lot of bad reviews.
You could see them getting way off the rails in the last one.
Yeah.
I've already seen 7 Adam Driver movies this season, too. I don't know.
Oh, he's in this, too?
Oh, yeah.
And Billy Dee Williams?
Yeah, he's in everything.
I love the lead, the female lead, the star.
Daisy Ridley, yeah.
I think she looked spectacular. She looked like and acted like a superhero or whatever in the one I saw. Yeah, Paulie?
As far as like a sports movie that's bad and good, remember The Program with James Caan? I think it's a pretty hokey, bad movie. Mm. But I seem to watch it whenever it's on.
Yeah, I was looking at this, it was a website that reviewed all these great movies and said It's a Wonderful Life is actually a bad movie. And I was thinking, how can It's a Wonderful Life be a bad movie? I mean, isn't that anti-American?
I mean, it's long and it's pretty slow, but it's a great movie.
Yeah. Yeah, Todd.
You got to see Bloodsport with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Good example.
When he takes on Chong Li. Chong Li. Mm. Really exciting.
Terrible movie.
That's a good movie.
Yes, sure. Club.
It's a Wonderful Life. I think it's on the top 100 list all time.
Yes.
It's been copied more.
No,
Red Tapper's one of the greatest living. I mean,
here's the movie that you watch, even though it's not a great movie. Roadhouse.
Ding, ding, ding.
Patrick Swayze.
That's a bad movie.
Kelly Lynch.
Whoa.
What's on?
I thought everyone thought that was a good movie.
No, it's a good bad movie.
How about Love Actually? Does that count?
Man, you bring up Love Actually.
Love Actually is a huge thing on social media. It's a very talked-about movie.
I never saw it.
You never saw Love Actually?
No.
It's a pretty good movie.
God. No.
Dan, you're going to make it without seeing it.
Yes, Todd.
What do you think of Serendipity? I got a kick out of that movie with Kate Beckinsale.
You always talk about that.
I just really like that movie.
But you just like Kate Beckinsale.
I do. And I like the movie. And I like the movie with Nicolas Cage when like he makes a deal with the devil and he's a real rich, wealthy guy, but he wants to go back to Tia Leone and start over before she leaves for Paris. And
there's no movie you like that doesn't have a pretty woman in it.
He would never see 12 Angry Men.
No, he would not. You would not.
Family Man.
Is Gone in 60 Seconds a good, bad movie?
Yes. Yes. This day in sports history brought to you by Continental Tire. We nailed that segment. No matter what you drive, where you drive, how you drive, we have a tire for you at ContinentalTire.com. Todd, what did I learn on today's program?
You learned Sal Powell reminds us all that Ezekiel Elliott owns the Philadelphia Eagles.
Not literally. In sports, a top-notch organization has it all, like a great front office, incredible personnel. It's no different when it comes to buying or selling your car. You need to have an MVP at every level. Visit True Car when you're ready to discover, buy, or sell your next car. Visit True Car. Chris Sims will join us in the Man Cave tomorrow on our Traeger Meet Friday. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you then on the Dan Patrick Show.
During the season of giving, we'd like to offer you a little something special, and all we're asking in return is a few moments of your time. We need you to complete a short survey because your opinion matters to us and helps support the show. It'll only take a couple of minutes, and if you're one of the first people to do it, we'll give you a reward in return. Just go to podcastone.study, and everything will be right there for you. That's podcastone.study. The first 150 people to complete the survey will get a $10 gift card to Amazon.com. All of our shows are supported by advertisers, so filling this out will really help us. So please go to podcastone.study, and as always, thank you for supporting the show. And happy holidays from all of us at Podcast One.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.